Deadly germs. Did they add new information?
Answers with Ken Ham, an editor of Answers Magazine.
You know, when new variations of bacteria appear that cause diseases, it's often thought it's because they gain new genes or information. But is this really the case? Well, in a study of bacteria called Bordetella, which causes whooping cough, it shows just the opposite to be true. The bacteria, in fact, lost genes. Let me explain. You see, the appearance of new disease-causing Bordetella bacteria resulted not from the bacteria gaining new genetic information, as evolution requires, but a downhill loss of information. As an article in the journal The Scientist called it, survival of the not-so-fit. We've told you before in this program that the loss of information can make germs more dangerous. This information loss is consistent with being the product of a cursed world, as the book of Genesis teaches. Remember also that in the perfect or very good world that God made at the very beginning, germs weren't harmful. They were good and useful. So here's another example of how the Bible best explains the evidence.
We have much more fascinating information to show you on how the Bible is accurate in our modern age. One great new resource is our pocket guide on Charles Darwin. For some intriguing reading, call our nonprofit ministry, make a donation of any amount today, and we'll send the guide to you. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS or on the web at answersoffer.org.